Hello, my name is Chris Palmer, and in today's video, I'd like to cover creative ways that you can protect yourself from negative SEO attacks regarding backlinks and even 301 redirects that are coming to your site maliciously. Now, before I get into this, if you have a server such as Apache, you can always add that bad URL that's 301ing into your site into the virtual host portion of your file set. But there are tons of tutorials on this. All you have to do is Google how to block a site in my virtual host on my server. Now, this is going to be aimed towards HTA access files because a lot of people are running WordPress or similar CMSs. The very first rewrite code that I'd like to share with you, this will actually throw a 500 error. So if there's a link coming in, this will give a 500 error, which is one of the worst errors that Google doesn't like to see. So in order to do this, it's going to be rewrite engine on, and then it's going to be enter, and then rewrite C-O-N-D. And then we're going to do a percentage sign. All right. And then one of these fun little tags. And then it's going to be HTTP underscore R-E-F-E-R-E-R. And then we're going to close it out with one of those brackets again. That it's going to be the website that is coming in. So it's going to be space, and then it's going to be badsite.com. And then you're going to do space, and then one of these. Well, you want this to be on the same line. So badsite.com, and then we're going to do a bracket. And then it's capital NC apostrophe OR, and then we're going to go ahead and close it out. Then we'll go to our next line, which is rewrite, and then rule, period, star, dash, and then it's going to be F. All right, capital F. And what this will actually do is throw the 500 code. Now, all of these creative ways to block and or redirect sites will be in the description below, so you can find them there. Next, we're going to do how you can actually send a 403 forbidden. So if somebody is 301 redirecting, or maybe they're sending a link to the site, this is going to do a 403 forbidden on the page. So we're going to go ahead and just go. All right. And this is done just like this. So it's S E T and then E N V I F N O C A S E and then re F-E-R-E-R, and then space, and then in parentheses, we want to put the bad referrer. So whoever's coming in that's a bad link, if it's hurting you, it's a 301, this is the site, so we're going to put badsite.com, all right, and then close that out, and then put bad underscore R-E-F-E-R-E-R. Now, this all needs to be one line. All right, make sure when you're putting this inside of your site that it is one line. All right, so bad refer. Then it's going to be order. All right, and then it's going to be allow, apostrophe, deny, and then a new line, and then allow from all. And then it's going to from the bad website, all right, aka the bad referrer, all right, and we've named the bad referrer right here, bad site, we've named this the bad referrer, so if that's coming in, it's going to throw a 403, all right. Now, I will again put these down below. Now, the next code that we're going to do, all right, so this code here is going to allow access from all IP addresses, but restrict from a very specific address. All right. So in order to do this, it's very simple. And this goes into your HTA access. So it's order, allow, and then deny. And then we need a new line. It's going to be deny from, and then you're going to put the IP address. All right. And then we're going to do enter, and then it's going to be allow from all. So this particular code is going to completely deny everything coming from a particular IP address. and then it's allowing from all others. All right. Now, if you want to go ahead and block a website completely, this could be good for the 301 redirects. We'll go ahead and do that one now. So if you want to block a website completely, what we're going to do is very simple. It's going to be require all granted. All right. And then require not. And then what you're going to do is you're going to put either the website or the IP address. Now, sometimes it is very good to use the IP address. That way you get a complete block. But say when Google comes and they're reading your file, or if you're putting this into your... So when Google comes to the site and they see this, they're going to realize that we're actually blocking that particular IP and or website. So the very last one, and this sometimes can create a loop. Now, there's two ways that you can actually do this. And this is how it's going to work. It's going to be literally redirecting the malicious site that's coming in, whether it's a 301 or a link, and we're going to redirect it back to the site. Now, this creates a loop, and depending on other depending on other conditions that are inside your HTA access file, this particular code can create a loop, and sometimes it will refer not only the bad site, but also send your site back as well. So make sure that you're testing these things before you're implementing. But in order to do this and send it right back to the website, it's very simple. It's going to be rewrite engine, and then it's going to be on. Now we have a new one. It's going to be rewrite cond space, and then we have a percentage, and then we're going to use one of those really cool brackets. After the HTTP host, we're going to need to do a space and then shift number 6, which is going to be the up arrow, and then www dot, or you could do regular HTTPS without, and then we're going to do the bad website.com that's doing the 301 redirect. Now, this actually needs to be on one line. Move this over so you can see it. And then it's going to be a money sign, and then space, and then we're going to close this out with a bracket, NC, and then close that back out. This all needs to be on one line. Now, the next is going to be rewrite rule, space, period, star, and then HTTP or HTTPS, :// This is where it's going to redirect. So you can send it back, but it could create a loop, or you can send it to Google. But this right here is going to be website to send to.com, and then space. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and close this out with an R, comma, L, and then close it all the way out. So this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ways that you can creatively stop and block IPs. You can block and stop 301 redirects. Now, again, please double check with the type of server that you have. So maybe you can add a virtual host. Also, double check every single code to make sure that you're not sending your website as well, because you don't want to give them any benefit. Also, it's very helpful that you can disavow this particular link. And of course, maybe you might not want to, but it might be a good idea to bring it to the spam team. Let them know what is going on. Talk about it inside of the community forums. You can definitely get some help, because this type of negative SEO is simply just unacceptable. So my name is Chris Palmer. If you have any questions regarding SEO, Black Hat SEO, negative SEO, or ways that you can secure and harden your website or server, please feel free to ask in the comments below. And I look forward to seeing you in the next SEO, how to protect yourself against negative SEO video. Have a wonderful day.